Waranta Palawa Lutuita Milaitina Manamapali Paiwuta Raichi Pama Lutuita Kani.
An advertisement in Palawakani, the language of Aboriginal people in Tasmania, is calling out the state government's plans to reopen four-wheel drive tracks through the Tarkana National Heritage Listed Area. Heather Sculthorpe is CEO of the Tasmanian Aboriginal Corporation. The Wise Bonnie Parker asked Heather what motivated the corporation to make the ad.
Our main motivation for doing the ad was to try and save Tarkana, which is the west coast strip of Tasmania that's been declared a National Heritage Listed Area, but which the Tasmanian government under Premier Will Hodgman insists on trying to let four-wheel drivers trash it and destroy the very ancient Aboriginal heritage all along the coast. So we're using Aboriginal language to try and find a new way to capture the attention of the Tasmanian public about what an invaluable resource can be lost here.
What kind of cultural significance does this area have to Aboriginal people in Tasmania?
It's one of the very few places in the state that haven't already been trammelled and wrecked in the last couple of hundred years. There's some of the largest middens and incomparable seal hides where women would hide in order to catch the seals by stealth. There's evidence of domed huts that people lived in, which a lot of people don't know about. But generally, it's just the whole landscape all along the coast that just speaks of Aboriginal community past and present.
So who is the advertisement targeting?
The Tasmanian public. And all the Tasmanian public who want to say, hey, we value Aboriginal heritage. We think this is an important value that we should stand up for. And for those who want to wreck it, we're not voting for you. We'll find someone else to vote for who values that area and Aboriginal heritage generally the same as the Aboriginal community does. So it's the voters of Tasmania.
So have you had much of a response yet?
Well, people have loved it. Aboriginal people love it. We're just so proud to see our language on TV, to see our people and hear our language spoken for the first time in an ad on television. So the Aboriginal community is really pleased with it. And I think it's creating quite a bit of attention in political and media circles as well.
So, as you said, this is the first time that an advertisement's been in Aboriginal language. Why do you think it's taken until now?
I guess because normally TV is directed at non-Aboriginal people because they're the majority people in Australia. So they won't be able to understand it. The fact that this ad, they won't be able to understand it if they don't read the subtitles, might make them stop and think, hey, yeah, there is an Aboriginal culture here that is hasn't been shared by the non-Aboriginal community and that's valuable and that has to be protected.
So you're running a crowdfunding campaign as well. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
We're working in partnership with the Wilderness Society on this, and it's the Wilderness Society who's organised the crowdfunder because our partnership with them sees their non-Aboriginal people walking with our Aboriginal people down the coast, protecting the coast, picking up rubbish, recording sites they come across and being just amazed at the whole landscape down there. But that all costs money, and these ads cost money. So the Wilderness Society is auspicing a possible campaign to raise money for the ads to protect Tarkana.
Heather Sculthorpe, CEO of Tasmanian Aboriginal Corporation, ending that report from The Wise Bonnie Parker.